Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:24 on this Wednesday edition of Palmetto Morning. 73 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden, and Alan Miller joins us in the studio. And Alan, today we begin our kickoff. I'll get it right. I've only got, a couple of days to get it right. But the countdown to kickoff, and the kickoff being the WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. Those games, Friday, August the 12th at District 3 Stadium, 5:30, 7, and 8:30. $8 will get you in the door. Alan, though, as part of the Football City USA kickoff, we also pause around here to honor the legends that have helped to shape Football City USA, with the OTS Sports Wall of Fame.
Yeah, and this is for broadcasters, individuals who have contributed to our business and also have made a major mark on some of the other broadcasting industries going around. So each year when we get together for our summer retreat, we have a seat around the table, and there's 22 of us this year that voted, and 22 of the individuals favored two individuals. We had about seven people on the ballot, but this year there'll be two going in for the first time since 2016. Now, this is our 12th year doing this. Over those 12 years, we've had 20 inductees. So it's a very elite group of people who are selected to go into the Wall of Fame.
Well, I'm going to let you do the honors. We've got two people this year that will go into the OTS Sports Wall of Fame.
Well, this year, our 22-member panel, two-thirds of the necessary votes went to two people. And that's, like I say, that's pretty tough to get 22 people to decide on two people. But there were two that were head and shoulders above everybody else. And it's kind of a unique class because these individuals not only are being honored for their on-air presence, but also what they did behind the scenes, because both of them had a profound impact not only on our business, but on other businesses. Veteran sports announcer Mario Washington will be one of our inductees, and Mario will be with us hopefully in the next 10 days as we count down to the kickoff on the 12th of August. And another gentleman who you know very well, cable TV pioneer Bill Beatty Jr. Both of them have been elected to the OTS Sports Wall of Fame. They received at least two-thirds of the vote, and they'll be officially inducted during high school halftime ceremonies at District 3 stadiums this fall. One will be inducted at District Stadium 3 South and one over on Constitution Boulevard. So it'll be quite an event. Can I talk a little bit about Mario first?
Absolutely, please.
Mario is from Fairfax, South Carolina. He came to Rock Hill in 2000 to attend Winthrop University, and he began his broadcasting as a site event coordinator for the show that I do, WRHI's High School Football Tonight from District 3 Stadium. He then made his debut on the air as a color commentator for Lancaster and Fort Mill High School. And then after earning a communication degree, he was doing this while he was in college. He became a WRHI news reporter and within 4 years was promoted to assistant operations manager and then became operations manager in 2008. Now, whenever he became operations manager, he came out of the booth and ended up being back here just like Stephen Stone is here now, where he was the halftime producer, halftime host. He was the high school football Friday night producer, did a lot of the work behind the scenes. And whenever he became the ops manager, four times we were a finalist for South Carolina's Radio Station of the Year, and we won the award three times in 2008, 2009, 2012. Since then, we've won it several more times, but it was a critical period. And Mario was selected the South Carolina Sportscaster of the Year in 2012. He earned the Herald newspaper's Buzzy Award winner for special local sportscaster. in the same year. And then he went on to do work for the ESPN network in Greensboro. He was a producer for college football. And then after that, he left us, became GM at ESPN Sports in Charlotte. He's done very well there. In recent years, he received some of the industry's most prestigious accolades, the designation as one of the top Radio Inc. African American future leaders and one of radio's best managers. So, some great athlete accolades for a guy who got started here. We all selected him in our 75th anniversary as one of the top 15 sports personalities of our first 75 years.
Oh.
And he currently is doing a lot of work with us on Friday nights. Ever since he went to Charlotte in 2012, every Friday night during football season, you'll find him calling one of our games here.
He has the best smile in the business, and yep, that's saying a lot. But when you see him, he is grinning from ear to ear. So congratulations to Mario Washington. The other inductee, Bill Beatty Jr. And Alan, I know we're pushing tight on time. We have about 2 minutes, but Bill is in the studio. We're going to bring him in for a longer interview, but let you kind of recap briefly his career.
Yeah, he is a guy who started really the cable TV activity in this area. And whenever we come back, we'll talk probably a whole lot more about that and how that played into sports, because sports was a big part of cable TV and CN2 from the very beginning, and he was the guy that initiated that. And a lot of other things, like right here at this station, he used to be the color commentator for Northwestern, in fact, the very first one, and had several games under his belt before he went on to cable TV. So a guy that we all love, Bill Beatty Jr., happy to see him go in. Of course, congratulations to both of them, Mario Washington and, of course, cable TV pioneer Bill Beatty Jr. They're our inductees into the OTS Sports Wall of Fame in 2022.